Good morning, everyone. Please join us in our prayers of thanksgiving and intercession. Dear Lord, we thank you again for sharing with us a beautiful day, and please join me in our prayers for others as we take time to centre ourselves and think of others. We pray for a world that sees all people as vulnerable, that sees the human condition as basically good and kind. We pray that those in power seek to serve all in our communities, to continue to support those in need, the unemployed, the underemployed, the elderly, those with disabilities, those who are alone, Indigenous youth, and our forgotten refugees. Lord, I acknowledge the original inhabitants of the land on which we meet today, the Turrbal and Yuggera people, who have blessed this place through their care and concern. We pay our respects to their elders and leaders, past, present and emerging, and pray for the future of their communities. May we walk gently and respectfully on this land. We have so much to give thanks for. Lord, we give thanks for our Minister David, to our refreshed shop led by Jenny and the support of many volunteers, some who have volunteered since its inception. Lord, we give thanks that we live in a country free of war, a country that is democratic, a country that looks beyond our borders and assists others, a country that is rich in resources, a country that is abundant in food. Today we heard the parable of the wheat and the weeds. Jesus describes a person who sows good seed in a field. Let us be the sowers of good seed. We pray for those services that assist with homelessness. On Friday, we donated blankets to Emmanuel City Mission. The blankets and doonas went to an open cupboard. The jackets and jeans from Refreshed went to the store. Volunteers were extremely grateful for this donation. We pray for those many people that volunteer in organisations that help the homeless. We thank those members in the congregation who support this mission. Please hear our prayers and those of so many around the world as we pray for an end to the war in Ukraine, the end of the war between Israel and Palestine, the end of the war between Iran and the United States. There has been so much suffering and so many lives lost. We pray for the families impacted by death and the communities that come together to give aid and assistance. Lord, we also pray for our dear friend Gemma as she and Josh navigate life in Marseille. It certainly seems as though they are enjoying life. Lord, we pray for our upcoming Artburst weekend. We pray for those artists who are participating and our congregational members who are assisting. We pray for the kindergarten who are participating this year through the running of the high tea. Father, we pray for those in our congregation who are ill, who are frail, who are ageing. As I've said before, it's no fun getting old. We pray that you walk alongside those in our congregation who need a little more assistance to live day to day. Lord, we pray for Reverend David and his family. Finally, Lord, I know that I always finish with these words, but I love these words. Before we join together in your prayer, we ask that the Holy Spirit inspire us to be people of peace, people of faith, people of love, and people of hope as we continue life's journey with you. As we pray, I ask each member of the congregation to reflect on the words of our Lord's Prayer, a prayer of adoration, of confession, of thanksgiving, a prayer for others, and a prayer for ourselves. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us in the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.